Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. You know, you're at the right place for all the information you need to have the best-looking house on the block. Special hello to everybody that listens to us each and every week, and especially our new listeners. A lot of new listeners out there that are maybe hearing the Today's Homeowner Radio Show for the first time. We've certainly picked up some wonderful brand-new stations across the country just recently, and we want to let you know what Today's Homeowner is all about. I'm Danny Lipford, and my co-host is Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us here on the air today. We're wrapping up the end of February here, Danny, so I think a lot of people might be starting to plan their spring projects and maybe moving outdoors. Danny's down south, so you probably have some pretty nice weather come the end of February, beginning of March. I'm here in New England. We still have a little bit of snow on the ground, but either way, whatever project you're working on, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
And we're going to give you a lot of ideas and a lot of inspiration throughout the show today, and we want to just tell you a little bit about how the Today's Homeowner community works. Hey, we all help one another. If you have a question or you have a challenge, let us know about it. That's what we cover on the show each week. Not things that we want to talk about, but we're taking care of things that you want to talk about. All you need to do is to pick up the phone and call us. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. Send us an email anytime by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. And we'd also love for you to drop by the Today's Homeowner Facebook page. A lot of things happening there. Things are being posted almost every hour. Things that can help you around your home. You can also send us a message through our Facebook if you would like to, but that's what we want to do. And also something that's a little unique about the Today's Homeowner Show, many different home improvement shows maybe are centered in just one area. We're truly a national show. I live in the Southeast and have all my life. Joe lives in the Northeast and has most of his life. And both of us have traveled and talked with people all over the country. We've done a lot of taping out on the West Coast, Midwest. So we've got a good perspective over what's happening throughout the entire country, because we realize, just like Joe and I talk about, hey, it's pretty nice down in the South right now. Up north, a little colder. So we are able to share with you a lot of things. And again, we try to cover each week on the show things that you want to cover. And Joe, I'll tell you, looking at some of the trends that are out there, not surprising that because of the pandemic, and you know, a lot of people I hear more and more, I ask them, hey, are you back in the office now? And some of the management are saying, well, why don't y'all stay in your house for a little bit longer?
Right.
Things are working out pretty well. So that is spawning a big interest and a lot of activity in creating those home office spaces.
Absolutely. In fact, I just heard recently that now that the pandemic has weakened in a lot of parts of the country and people going back, states have lifted indoor mask mandates. Some people have the option of going back to the office, but they aren't. So it's starting to transition to has nothing to do with the pandemic. They're just set up at home. They work more efficiently. And sooner or later, you might see offices releasing some of their rents because they don't have to rent such big spaces or maybe two floors in an office building. Maybe only need one floor if people are working from home. I've been working out of my house since like the mid-90s.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I know that you have, and you probably have a few tips for people on how to make that work, because I've heard people saying, well, I just stay in my pajamas all day long and I don't get anything done. Other people talk about, no, I have to get up, I have to take the shower, put on my work clothes, and go into my space.
Right.
And they have that separate space. So what are some of the suggestions that you have for people that are trying to figure out how to be productive at home?
Well, you do absolutely have to have a dedicated space. Putting a desk in your bedroom or in the living room, it just doesn't work. So you have to get a dedicated space. We had a small room that was basically a bedroom that was never really used as a bedroom. So I've created my office there. It's upstairs. It's away from everything. But as far as working in your pajamas, I've worked in my pajamas all day several times. As long as you're working, who cares, right? I mean, I've always had deadlines. I'm always writing under deadlines. As long as I meet my deadline, they don't care what I'm wearing. So I have gone to sleep wearing the same clothes I woke up with only because I didn't bother changing. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people say, well, don't you watch TV and visit the refrigerator 20 times a day? It's like, no, you know, not any more than I ordinarily would, you know, because, you know, I have a mortgage to pay like most people, or rent or whatever you're doing. So I have bills. But yeah, you have to absolutely have a dedicated space and also dedicated phone lines and internet and whatever you need to do, because you want to go in there, close the door, and be completely separate. Because don't forget, during the summer, depending on your living situation, like in our case, my wife was a teacher, so she's usually around a lot more in the summer than she is the rest of the year. When our kids were living home, of course, they were home. Uh-huh. So if you don't have a dedicated space, it can get pretty noisy and hectic if you don't have that space.
Well, I could see where the Spider-Man pajamas would be a bit empowering.
It is.
To keep you really charged up and so forth. Maybe, you know, climbing the walls a little bit here and there. But that's a good move and a good look for you. But that, of course, you know, when you're talking about, you know, getting rid of distractions, that's very important on any space that you're working around your home. And, of course, proper lighting, proper color on the walls, things set up very well. We've done a lot. Matter of fact, next week, we are starting taping kind of a unique project where this house, the layout of this particular house is real conducive to putting a new wall up to create a little office area within the living space without it being awkward. But also, we're going to put some mineral wool insulation inside that wall, and we're using a special National Gypsum sound break drywall.
Right. Yeah, that's important. Right.
So that we can really isolate that sound, you know, in there. And then we're trying to look at different ways that we can create an interesting background for the Zoom calls. That's very important to have something, you know, maybe a little pull down. I don't know. We're trying
to figure.
Yeah, a palm tree and a beach thing.
There,
right.
There you go. Yeah, well, I'm in the middle of, in fact, this right after I get off the air, I'm going to be going down finishing building a desk, a stand-up desk, because I'm moving my office from the room I'm in now into a space, a bonus space that I refinished a while ago. And what I did is I had two filing cabinets that wound up taking up quite a bit of space. And in this room where I'm moving, there's a knee wall. And so I just cut holes in the knee wall and set these right in there. Mm-hmm. So they take up absolutely no floor space.
Oh, that's great.
So that's the other thing, because usually home offices are relatively compact spaces, but you do still need, you know, a desk and maybe filing cabinets, bookshelves. So that's one way. I also built a little bookshelf into the knee wall. So that took to between the bookshelf and the two filing cabinets, I'm not taking up any floor space at all. It's completely flush with the wall and, you know, frees up the space for my standing desk. And I think I'm going to get one of those tall office chairs with wheels,
so someone
can come and push me around. That might be fun.
I know a lot of people that love the stand-up desk, including
our producer
Glenn Johnson is standing up there all the time.
Me too.
Walking around a little bit here and there. So I know there's a lot of advantages to that. But if you're doing a home office, those are some of the things that you need to think about. Also, a tremendous trend still, outdoor living space. People have been stuck at home and they realize, hey, I just got to get outside. They're developing different surfaces. Of course, pavers are very popular, different types of concrete, and, you know, a lot of different ways you can go. Building decks if your yard is conducive for that. So there's a lot of those spaces. And then all the amenities that we're seeing there, Joe. Of course, the shade cloths, the water features, wireless speakers. That's something I think is just great, that you can bring your speakers out, even four of them, and set them on the corners of your deck. Grab your phone and you got music instantly.
You can set four of them out, says the man who has 12 speakers just in his shop.
It works great.
Danny's a big fan of those wireless speakers.
I love the wireless speakers. Hey, we're just getting started on today's Homeowner Radio. We like to chat a little bit here at the start of the show, and then we really get down to a lot of emails and phone calls, some of the things that we're going to talk about during this hour, pros and cons of encapsulating your crawl space. You hear a lot of controversy. It's too expensive. It's not worthwhile. It's great. We'll tell you the pros and cons that we feel about spending that extra money on your home. Also, ways to make mopping easier. Joe is very tuned in on that one, Joe.
Mopping.
We're going to make your life a little bit easier when you're doing all of that mopping around your home. And also, it's so important to do your homework on any renovation project, but especially bathroom renovation. And we have someone that's really about to start on a home improvement project. They're doing their homework. Lots of questions. We're going to help them every step of the way on that. And also, have you heard the term barn aluminum?
What?
Yes, that is such a thing and quite a trend. We have a homeowner that has a home that is built within a pole barn that's half house, half studio, has a few challenges there, but it's something that we're hearing more and more about, people that are moving out into the rural areas and things that they're doing there. So we're going to talk about that. What about that simple solution coming up, Joe?
Well, I've got a tip on how to organize your owner's manuals for all the tools you own so you can find them easily.
All right. We've got a lot to share with you. So glad you're with us here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
The sound of you doing is music to our ears. Order on the Home Depot app and get convenient delivery, so you don't have to stop doing when you need something. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips. We're brought to you by Tight Bond, the Pro's Advantage.
The Today's Homeowner Show is heard coast to coast on some amazing radio stations like this brand new one in Needles, California, KTOX 1340 AM and 104.1 FM. Special thank you to Steve Rubin and the whole team for having us on the air there. We're really excited about being part of the KTOX lineup, and we really look forward to helping out anybody in that listening area that has any questions about your home. We want to help you out. And we make it very, very easy for you to reach out here at Today's Homeowner Radio. Give us a call, 800-946-4420, or you can go to our website. It's dayshomeowner.com/ask to send us an email. We love getting emails. And if you've sent us an email this week, get ready. We're going to tackle as many of those as we possibly can. Right now, we're going to try to help Janice out that has a little problem with some humidity. Janice, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on there.
Hi. My problem is this. Moisture and humidity is a real challenge here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, are there any cost-efficient ways to reduce the moisture in the crawl space underneath my house?
Okay, well, I tell you, it is a common problem, and it's amazing how many issues can occur at your home when you have moisture under the house. There are several things that happen there. Sometimes just the natural groundwater is going to migrate up through into your home. Other times, maybe there's a drainage issue that you might not even be aware of. A lot of times people are putting up these nice flower beds and so forth that actually end up damming up the rainwater and kind of encouraging it or routing it under the house. That's definitely something that you don't want to do. So it might be something that, you know, next time it's raining, put on your rain gear and your umbrella and kind of look around at where that water's going when it's coming off your roof or through your downspouts of your guttering, because you really want to encourage it to move away from the house. Also, something that's not the most fun home improvement project, but certainly one that's very, very effective, and that's just laying down a piece of plastic right on the ground. You can just lay down any what we call 6 mil plastic, which indicates the thickness of the plastic, readily available at the home center. You just lay it right on the ground, maybe put a little gravel around the perimeter or a few rocks or bricks there to keep it from blowing if you have it completely open. That will really kind of keep that moisture from migrating up into your house, because when you have your air conditioning and heating system rolling along, it can pull up in through little cracks and crevices that you might not be aware of. Of course, that is probably the easiest and best way and inexpensive way to really help out on that excessive moisture that you might have.
Okay. Well, that sounds like something worth trying. And real quick, should it be the perimeter? Should it be open or closed? I've heard both.
Yeah. To tell you the truth, the more open and the more air you get under there, the better. If it is closed in and you have the foundation vents, those foundation vents should stay open all the time, summer and winter, to allow that breeze to move through. And oftentimes, people will let their shrubs grow up a little bit too much, and, you know, it blocks those vents. And unfortunately, a lot of times, you simply don't have enough vents around the perimeter. So you'll want to make sure that you keep those open, keep the bushes trimmed back, put that plastic down, and that right away is going to improve your whole situation there considerably. But just make sure that none of the water or rainwater water is finding its way under the house, that can be very problematic. Joe has some input for us as well.
Yeah, Janice, the only other thing I would add is you can install an electric foundation vent that will blow air out. It basically looks like the vent you have, but it has a fan behind it. And also, when you put down the plastic, what is your crawl space, what are the walls made out of? Is it poured concrete or concrete block, or what is it? Do you know?
They're sitting up on cinder blocks, concrete cinder blocks.
Okay. So is this an enclosed crawl space or is it up on piers?
It's up on cinder blocks, about, I think, maybe two levels of cinder blocks.
Okay.
And then the house is bricked.
Okay. So you want to, if it's a continuous crawl space wall, especially your cinder blocks, concrete blocks, you want to continue that plastic up onto that wall because moisture is also migrating through the walls, not only the floor.
Okay.
Don't extend it up onto the any of the wood framing. In fact, code typically requires to keep that a few inches short of the any wood framing at the bottom of the wall because you don't want to trap moisture there. But between an electric vent and putting down the plastic, as Danny said, especially on the floor and up the walls, tape it really well. That should seal out a lot of that moisture.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, our pleasure. Thanks for being a part of the Today's Homeowner Radio Show today.
Okay, have a good one.
You know, Joe, that brings up the thing about encapsulation.
Right.
I was under a house recently that had, you know, a lot of problems with it. A buddy of mine that asked me to drop by and take a look at it. And boy, it's amazing. You know, you have that encapsulation, which is thick plastic. It's sealed up all the way around the perimeter. They seal it up when it meets all of the piers. And then they have a dehumidifier in there. And we get a lot of, you know, questions about that as far as what are the pros and cons. Certainly, you know, one of the cons right off the bat is it can cost a lot of money, anywhere from $1,500 to $10,000 to encapsulate everything, depending on the particular way the structure is done. And of course, you do have a little maintenance there. And I've got to think that dehumidifier is going to contribute to a higher energy bill.
You'd think it'd have to.
Even though a lot of times they will say it actually saves energy by having this area, you know, the moisture controlled in this area, much like you have, I guess, when you have the spray foam and your attic
right.
is, you know, semi-air conditioned. Maybe it's kind of the same way in saving money. So I'm not sure about that, but I mean, I think it would only be something that you would do under an extreme conditions. What we've recommended to Janice will take care, I think, of the majority of problems without the encapsulation.
Right. And when, if you put in a dehumidifier, it's collecting the condensation out of the air, and where's it going? You know, so you may have to get a dehumidifier that has a condensate pump in it to pump it up and out.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. You know, because it's going to be on a lower level. Well, you don't want to be pumping it out like right out the foundation because, of course, it'll drain back in and you'll take it out of the air and pump it back. You'd be recirculating that water.
Yeah, generally, they'll have those hoses going, you know, to the outside that you have to deal with that amount of moisture on the outside there. Of course, it pretty much eliminates pests. You know, it's an environment that is not conducive for any type of, you know, roaches or wood destroying fungus or wood destroying insects like termites. You know, it pretty much eliminates that type of thing. Also, I've seen people use it for storage, whereas you might not put some things under the house, you know, ladders and a few things like that, just because. But if it's a nice controlled environment, maybe you pick up a little bit more storage. But I don't know. It's always one of those things that when you're talking to somebody that sells encapsulation,
oh, yes.
they can have a pretty compelling yeah. argument as yep. to why you have to have it. But I think it's only in real extreme cases where when all else fails, then maybe you go to that route.
Right. And a lot of people don't realize that high humidity attracts dust mites, and they don't associate dust mites with the high humidity, but it attracts the dust mites. And if you have asthma, even mild asthma, you can really aggravate the problem. Hey, Danny, before we go to a break, I saw something and I thought of you. There was an ad I saw in a local magazine. Danny has an aquarium in his house, and he was catching fish out back in the river and putting
right.
them in. Look at this. There's a company that's called RoboKoi.
Huh.
It's a remote control robotic koi fish, needs no feeding, it's chlorine safe, dozens of styles, fade resistant colors because you don't want your koi, you know, fading. An easy way to enjoy the beauty of koi, and it says, and they never die.
Oh.
So you get remote controlled koi for your pool, for your aquarium. I think your grandson Gus would love that.
Well, I'm sitting in here thinking about, you know, I've been wondering, what am I going to get Sharon for her birthday that's coming
up? What says I love you more than a robotic fish?
Is it available in pink? If it's available in pink, and maybe I could name it, go ahead and give it a name ahead of time and really personalize that special gift.
I think that would be, it's something she doesn't have.
Oh, that's sweet.
When That'll you hand it our... to her, though, be sure you run immediately out of the room.
That'll strengthen our marriage even more. This is great. I appreciate Joe, sure. The marriage counselor.
Robo-coy.
Robo-coy. That's pretty good. Hey, coming up, we've got a lot of information all lined up to share with you so that you can have the best looking house on the block. I'll tell you, we have so many different calls and emails coming in. We're going to tackle a lot of those calls and emails this hour. We're going to talk a lot about this really cool way of making your mopping chores go a little easier. Nobody likes that, including Joe. We're going to make that a little bit easier. And also, we're going to talk about bathroom renovation and some of the things you need to consider before you go in there and start tearing out all of the fixtures, all of that, and a whole lot more right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, one of the things that Joe hates about mopping is rinsing and wringing the mop. It's quite a hassle, and
absolutely. It
just seems like he just keeps using the same old dirty water to rinse it, but I'm about to change all of that, so O-Cedar makes mopping a lot easier for Joe with their spin mop, and now they're improving it even more with this rinse clean bucket system. And here's how it works. It's a dual chamber bucket that separates the clean and dirty water into separate tanks, so you can continuously clean with clean water, and the triangular mop head allows for better corner cleaning, while the microfiber mop head removes up to 99% of bacteria with just water. Plus, there's a foot-activated spinning wringer, which allows Joe hands-free wringing and controlled water release. So, I guess, Joe, you're out of excuses for not mopping a little bit around the house. You can find out more about this special thing. Joe, pay attention now.
I am.
The O-Cedar Rinse Clean Spin Mop and Bucket System. You can find out all about it at HomeDepot.com. I can see you now, Joe, with the little music in the background.
That's right.
You're holding on to your mop. You got your foot. You're cranking that spinning wringer. Oh, man, Joe, it's right around the corner, buddy.
Foot-activated spinning wringer. I need one of those on pretty much everything I own. That sounds pretty good. But it does. It's pretty interesting that they separate the dirty water from the clean water. I'm not even sure how they do that, but it'd be interesting to check that out.
It's pretty cool. We did a best new product segment on
television
here recently about it, and I thought, wait a minute, a mop bucket? What is that doing here? But then, again, problem, solution. It's a great way to make things a little cleaner, and certainly everybody's a lot more conscious about getting things clean around the home.
That's right. Yep.
Okay, let's go back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline, and we would encourage you to give us a call anytime, 800-946-4420. That's what Manny in Michigan did. Manny, tell us all about this bathroom idea you have, and welcome to the show.
Well, our shower is pretty small, and our bathtub is pretty large, and we take more showers than baths, and I wanted to get your input about flip-flopping the shower and the tub. So we could have more room when we take a shower.
Are you still thinking about maintaining your tub?
We're not sure. We're still up in the air. There is a second bathtub in the house, so getting rid of the tub is not out of the question.
And people are doing that all the time. Very common project to do there. You may even be able to eliminate the tub, because you always want to have at least one tub in the house. But nowadays, it doesn't necessarily have to be in the master bath. So you could easily eliminate it, enlarge that shower considerably. You might even have a little bit of room left over there for a small linen closet or something else. But I'll tell you, the showers are getting bigger and bigger, and like I say, if you're using that more than you are the tub, it does make a lot of sense. Now, let me ask you, is this second floor or first floor?
Second floor.
Okay. So you would have access to the plumbing once you tear everything out, by accessing through the subfloor, then you can relocate all of that plumbing fairly easily. So that's a very doable thing. Mm-hmm. The only thing about a project like that, it starts affecting potentially, of course, the walls, but also potentially the floor. You might have to look at the ceiling. So it ends up being a little bit more of a project sometimes when you think about all the other surfaces that it affects.
Okay, that's good to know.
But very positive and also good for resale. People love to see the big showers in there, and you might consider a little seat in there, and also the hand wand is something that a lot of people are doing.
Oh, that's good to know. I will definitely look at the seat, probably something in like a cedar or teak.
Well, you could do that. I see a lot of the wood ones, but many times it's all, you know, encased with part of the materials that you use for the wall or the floor. It just has to be done by somebody that really knows what they're doing, because you don't want any potential of any leak. And the pan and the rubber membrane that's used under that is very, very key, you know, that it doesn't end up with a hole in any way. And it could be a real successful project. But I would really look at getting a pro that routinely does this kind of work, that you can go and look at some of the projects that they've done to make sure that it's the kind of project that you're expecting.
Okay, that's a good idea. Yeah, I don't want to mess with the plumbing.
Yeah, no, not at all. I wouldn't suggest that.
But thank you. That's been good advice.
What else can we help you with?
I do have one other question, if you have a moment. My bathroom door, when I open the door swings open by itself. It won't stay partially open. So do I have a ghost in my house, or just a bad door?
Well, I tell you, that is a common problem. And we had a homeowner a while back tell us they got up in the middle of the night and ran smack into the door and had quite a pronounced thing right down the center of their forehead. But Joe has an easy solution to that that you can do right now. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, you may have a ghost. I'm not sure. But there's a couple of ways to do that. The simplest way, and this doesn't always work depending on the weight of the door and how much out of plumb it is, but you can take out a hinge pin one at a time and put it down on a concrete surface and strike it with a hammer, put a little bit of a bend in it, not much, just a little bit of a bend, and tap it back into the hinge. What happens, it creates a little bit of friction, so it might hold the door closed. I would certainly try that first. And the reason it swings open is typically when a door is installed, they just install the door jamb flush with the wall without any consideration whether the wall is plumb or not. Plumb meaning perfectly vertical. It's nice and flush with the wall surface, but if the wall's leaning in or out, of course the door is going to be swinging open or closed on its own because it's not plumb. So, I mean, you could check that too. You can put a level on the door jamb itself and see if it's out of plumb, then you can plumb that up, and that, of course, will make the door not swing on its own.
Well, I guess that'll be my project this weekend, since we just got about 5-6 inches of snow.
Good. Yeah, as long as it doesn't keep snowing.
That's right. Just stay with the inside like that, Manny, but that'll take care of that little solution, and hopefully everything works out great with your bathroom.
Thank you very much.
We certainly appreciate
you
being a part of the show today. That's a great project, something very, very common, converting those bathtubs that you may just not use at all and put in a nice walk-in shower that has, you know, some anti-skid properties to it. That's one of the things that you're seeing a lot with the different type of showers. And also, you know, for those that have a little bit of challenge mobility-wise, that helps a lot. Instead of stepping over into a tub and shower, you're able to walk right in. Makes a big, big difference. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about a little bit of a trend we're hearing more and more about: barn dominium. What is it? Does it make sense? Is it something that might be right for you and your family in the future? Hey, we're going to talk about it when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. We'll be right back.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Got a project? Tight Bond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7-to-1. Why? Because Tight Bond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Tight Bond is versatile, perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Tight Bond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects. Tight Bond wood glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Are drafty windows causing a chill in your home? Keep the cold out with Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kits. This window film creates an added barrier between warm inside air and the frigid temperatures outside, blocking drafts that steal energy and drive up your heating bill. The puncture-resistant film is 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high-traffic or pet-friendly homes. And the crystal-clear film is easy to install and remove once warmer weather arrives. Visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
Gutter Brush is a simple gutter guard I've recommended for years. It's easy. Just slide 3-foot sections of gutter brush into your gutters and leave them there year-round to keep gutters flowing. Right now, they're having their big fall sale, 25% off and free shipping with code DANNY when you order direct at gutterbrush.com. Most homes are protected for just $200 to $300. Visit gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433 to get free shipping and 25% off with code DANNY. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner Radio is the right place to get the most practical and realistic advice for your home.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here along with my buddy Joe Truini. Hey, one of the things that we keep up with is trends that are happening around the country, and certainly people moving out into the country a little bit and creating nice homes that might combine with, you know, other storage and other areas or studios. We hear that a lot. And right now we have Courtney on the line. Courtney, welcome to the show, and we're anxious to hear all about this interesting home that you have. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Tell us all about it. How old is the structure? And maybe describe it a little bit for our listeners.
Okay. Well, it is a 40 by 60, basically metal building, pole barn. And half of it is my living area. And then the other 850 square feet of it is for a studio space. And it has 14-foot walls. So it's a big white barn, essentially, that I can live in. And then I'm an art teacher, so I can teach out of the other side if I want to, or do my own personal projects. But it's still under construction. It's taken a little while just because, you know, the pandemic and then different issues with all that and getting supplies and costs and stuff. So hopefully I'll be in it by spring break.
Oh, well, good. Well, it's looking at the pictures, very interesting, very seemed like it would be low maintenance. It also seems like if any storms happen to hit through that part of Mississippi, you'll be kind of cozy there. It looks like it'd be pretty substantial as well.
We had some pretty bad weather come through yesterday, and I wasn't in the house, but my painter was in there, and they said it was really nice and solid. So I was glad about that.
Well, good. Well, tell us about this little these little pockets that you have and where they're located, and see if we can help you out with that.
Right. So they're on the edge of the slab. From the exterior, you can see where I guess they didn't vibrate the concrete down enough, and there were air pockets, and so it wasn't filled in. And it's basically a little cup out where the slab is. And then the way they built the pole barn, they didn't build a lip on the slab for the metal to go down on, to seat on, and then the plate be on top. So when you poke your finger or look under the through the hole from the exterior, because the metal doesn't go below that hole, you can see straight to the sheathing of that's on the stud wall. It wasn't built correctly, I don't think, but I'm having some issues with, like, I don't want water to just flood through the house.
Sure.
So we've gone back and sealed it, but I don't know, should I fill this in with, like, a concrete, seal it first with, like, some GeoSeal or something, and then fill it in with concrete where the slab is not? And if I do that, do I need to use a specific type of concrete patch, like hydrostatic or whatever it is?
Hydraulic.
Type of concrete. Hydraulic, yeah, hydraulic.
Well, let me ask you this. Is the drywall in the house now or whatever you're putting on the walls?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. And do you have your baseboards in now, the baseboard areas?
Well, one of the holes is behind the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And it is already being built.
Yeah.
So I can't get to that. And the other two are side by side, and they're in the garage. So I could actually get to them.
Okay.
But the entire house is encased in spray foam.
Okay.
Like, all of the exterior walls are spray foamed.
Okay. All right. Good. That's fine. If you can caulk the inside of it, that's just an easy way of just helping to seal that. And I would do the whole perimeter. Caulk is inexpensive. Go ahead on the inside and do the entire perimeter. But on the outside, you're on the right track with using a vinyl patch concrete.
Okay.
You know, Quikrete has some great products to do that. Just take your, you know, square shovel and pull that dirt back everywhere you can and just apply it, you know, and it's very easy to work with. And you can get a trowel to use to, you know, just pack it in there and fill it up as much as you can, smooth it out, and then you can backfill it with the dirt. And I would go along the whole perimeter and any of those little voids or honeycombs that happen with concrete. And I would try now, before you get any vegetation growing around it,
mm-hmm.
to go ahead and seal that up really well all the way around. You'll feel a lot better. That'll mean a lot to keep the moisture out and, of course, any bugs.
We've already sealed it all the way around, and I've pulled the dirt back around the house because I'm going to put, like, some French drains in and some gravel.
Yeah,
Because it's a big watershed coming off that high-pitched roof. It's like an 812 pitch.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Well, just anywhere these other areas that are still left over, you're on the right track, though, in just filling up any of that you can. And you want to make sure that grade of that dirt, it appears to run away from the building, and you certainly want to make sure that you encourage that.
Yeah.
That's a really important one.
I spent the last weekend actually changing the grade. It was graded toward the house, and I was on the tractor for like a week pulling the gravel back and changing the grade, and now to put the gravel back on there. So, yeah.
That's good. That's very important. And once you know, as long as that water's moving away, you get the, you know, grass or whatever you're putting in the yard to take care of it. You seal all of those areas around the slab that you can identify, and I think you'll be in great shape. Very interesting project. Courtney, thanks for being with us here on today's Homeowner Radio. Hey, when we come back, it's simple solution time. Joe's got a good one. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Call today's homeowner anytime. 800-946-4420. Danny and Joe will be right back.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at Checking In With Chelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile
tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
From installing a smart garage door opener to installing a bathroom faucet to removing a tree, the Home Depot believes you can do anything, especially the things we have how-to guides for. Visit HomeDepot.com for thousands of tips, workshops, and ideas for projects, big and small. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the last little bit of this hour of today's Homeowner Radio, but we've got a special little simple solution for you. Joe, it's your turn.
All right. Thank you, Danny. Well, as a DIYer, everyone knows that when you're buying tools or equipment, lawn mowers, anything like that, even string trimmers, they all come with owner's manuals. And although we don't often read the owner's manual until something's wrong or we can't figure it out, first, you really should read them. They're full of really good, useful information besides describing how to safely use the tool or the machine, so you really should read them. But okay, so you read them and most people save them, but how do you find them when you need it? Well, here's a quick and efficient way to organize all your owner's manuals for all your tools. Rather than storing them in a box or a drawer, which makes them hard to find, you can place each one in a Ziploc plastic bag. So you're individually bagging each of these owner's manuals. Then you can clip all the bags together with a binder clip, and you can hang them like on a nail or a screw in your workshop or off your workbench, something like that. And you can even organize them by groups if you want. So like maybe all the portable power tools or all the sanders are in one bag. But anyway, the point is you keep them in these bags. First, they seal them up so no dust can get in there. They're easy to find because they're all organized. Plus, you can see through the bags, of course. So if you're looking for that particular belt sander owner's manual or whatever, you can see right through the bag where it is. And if they're readily available and easy to find, you might read them and get some really good safe information on operating. So that's the tip, how to keep your owner's manuals right where you need them.
And that is very, very handy because so many times I was thinking about of a table saw recently where, you know, use a traditional table saw and so forth, but I got to where I needed to change the fence over to the other side, and I'm sitting there and I'm pulling levers and adjusting this
and of course, that's the first thing everybody does.
And it's not a sense of failure when you have to grab the owner manual. No, it's okay. Even us men, we're going to grab that and open it up, and I figured it out.
It's a sense of failure when you go to grab your owner's manual and you don't know where it is.
Exactly.
That's when there's a sense of failure, like, oh, no, now what?
That does happen a lot. Well, there's a lot of simple solutions waiting on you. Today's homeowner.com/simple solutions, all kinds of things. You know, what about how to antique glaze clay pots? You know, springtime's right around the corner. You can really make those planting containers look a little better. What about choosing the perfect paintbrush? Joe gives you some great advice on making sure you get the right tool that you need on that. And one he recently featured is how to find a stud in a wall without a stud finder by just using a string and a magnet. All of that and over 550 of these simple solutions waiting on you right now. Again, todayshomeowner.com/simple solution.
Also, do you have trouble getting your coffee maker out from under the counter?
Hell, come just, on now.
You just Here can't you. Move. That coffee maker is so heavy. And you just, Danny came up with a great simple solution that we shot together. Man, that thing just glides right out. Don't forget that one.
Joe and I used to do the simple solutions together and everything, and I was talking about this. Joe, in the morning when I'm pulling my coffee pot out from under the counter, it jumps and it's hard.
It sticks.
And he looks at me and goes, "If that's the biggest problem you have all day, you're doing pretty good." You know, so.
That's when we fired Danny from the simple solution.
Yeah, that was pretty much my last one. but he came up with a great solution with putting some felt pads on there, and I still use that idea today with pulling that. And I think of Joe every time. I call him the Joe Truini felt pads.
That's right.
There you go.
He swears my name every time he makes fun.
Hey, want to remind you about what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. It's called The Family Room Flip. This was just two really cool homeowners that we worked with. They had a little bit of a challenge in one of their existing main living area, their main family room. That they've lived in this house for 16 years. Never did like it. Well, Chelsea walked right in and figured out a couple ways of actually moving the television from one end of the room to the other, whitewashing the fireplace and creating a really nice accent wall above it that just made it look 100% better and more appropriate for the room. So go to todayshomeowner.com, find out where you can see the Today's Homeowner television show in your area. So glad you've been with us. We appreciate that. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini, and thanks again for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.